We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parkins and Spiegel show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Ryan Parth, look at Ryan Parth and Shane Reardon sitting down. They both got beards. Look at those guys. Ryan Parth. Parth is here, but Mitch Rosen is here. Parth's in charge.
That's Mark Grody doing Harry Carey, saying our assistant program director Ryan Porth's name as Parth.
I'm so glad
I got that right.
I'm so glad that got played and you whiteboarded it, because now when Ryan Porth's name comes up and Tanny inevitably hops in and goes, Parth. Now people can understand why.
It's nice for people to understand the jokes.
I think so.
It's a novel concept.
It's overrated.
I don't think so. We want to bring the people in.
Yeah. No, who cares about the people?
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
If they don't get it, they're like, man, I'm a loser for not getting it.
And you want them to feel like a loser?
Yeah.
Who are you, Shane? What are you doing?
It's rubbing off on them. Yeah. So what does this have to do with Parth?
Ryan and I wrapping up a whole year of Beat the Streak today. Final episode dropped.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to explain that joke. Everyone in the audience.
Yeah, congratulations.
Everyone in the audience knows who your co-host on Beat the Streak is. Everyone's listening.
He's my producer. And he's not my co-host. Oh,
okay? As you can tell, I'm listening.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was quick.
It sure was.
No,
he makes picks.
He's been excellent. We've had a great time working together, and he was very much the co-host today.
Is he on the Marconi plaque?
You're such a good guy. He's not my co-host. He's my producer. He's also kind of your boss.
Yeah, it's true. So he is my co-host, essentially.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. Yeah. Thanks. Should have said that before the segment.
I didn't think that you were going to say something so stupid.
Well, you know, I often do.
Here we go.
I often do.
Okay.
So, you have that atonement list going already, so added your second one of the show.
Thank you.
Do you want to add your name onto that, Danny, or are you good on that?
No, I think I'm fine. Yeah. I'm your co-host, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
Of course.
Good. Okay. Good.
My God, no, I'm your co-host.
Oh. I didn't want to say it. But no, anyway, so you finish up Beat the Streak today.
Yeah.
You've been doing it the whole season.
Uh-huh.
No one won.
It's been great fun. Now, nobody won. Nobody even got to 50. So it's another year. And that's just kind of how it goes, because it's a very difficult thing. Talked to the show inventor or the game inventor yesterday. But here's the thing. I have never felt more on top of the league. As you know, we talked about it. I feel like I know the whole damn league. Been watching everything every day. Pulling highlights. Talking about it. Thinking about it. So now comes the MLB postseason challenge here, the bracket challenge, where you or I or anybody, but really Porth thinks he's going to do it. Excuse me, Parth. You build a perfect bracket and you win $100,000. All you got to do is pick the winner of each series and then the winner of the World Series and how many games there are going to be in the World Series, and you win $100,000. It's just that easy with 12 teams. Can you do it?
No.
I do it all the time. Every year.
Every year.
On the side, yeah.
Perfect bracket?
Yeah.
It's brand new year, brand new format. Got these four different three-game wild cards that are starting. I did it. Made my picks this morning. Feeling pretty good because no games have been played, so I haven't been wrong yet.
It's how I feel at 11:55 every NFL Sunday.
That's what I'm
Sunday.
Saying.
I'm like, I'm going 9-0 today.
I have it right now.
I've got every single one.
I've been watching the league. I know. I know the Mariners are going to beat the Blue Jays. I know that Luis Castillo and Robbie Ray and Logan Gilbert are going to be strong enough arms to get past Toronto in a short series. So I got them. I know the Guardians are going to get not only get to the Yankees, but beat the Yankees. Guardians, Mariners is my ALCS. Let's go!
I don't know if I like that at all.
I'm sure most people don't.
Yeah. Guardians. Now, how much of this is because you have the Mariners at 40-1? Is gambling influencing your picks? Are you becoming me? Are you becoming your worst nightmare? Are you becoming the thing that you loathe the most? Me?
Are you saying that I hope traffic with myself? Is that what you've done?
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking. Because you have a Mets bet and a Mariners bet, right?
I do.
So what's your World Series?
Mets Mariners.
Are you serious?
It is. It is indeed Mets Mariners.
Oh,
but that's,
my God.
But that,
this
that,
is your first time gambling.
No,
it's
no,
so
no.
Adorable.
But that's also what I think. It's also what I think. Here's the deal with the Mets. They're going to have to use Scherzer and DeGrom in the wild card, which is a huge downfall for them. But then they're going to rally against the Dodgers. They're going to beat the Dodgers because the Dodgers' bullpen sucks. And Dave Roberts, remember the guy who Andy McCullough said he gave them a clear strategic advantage?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. He's going to overmanage. He's going to take his starters out after five or six, and that lame-ass bullpen is going to blow it against the Mets. So I've got the Mets and the Braves in the NLCS, and I've got the Mariners and the Guardians in the ALCS. I got a Mariners-Mets World Series with the Mariners winning the whole damn thing.
The Mariners winning the whole damn thing.
I know I could be wrong.
Are you sure you could be wrong?
I'm pretty sure that checks
it's
out.
It's possible
doesn't it?
That you could be wrong.
I think they've got that glow, man.
Cal Raleigh going to get himself a 9-figure contract?
I don't believe so. But, man, Julio, Ty France.
Yeah, I told you, Tanny. I told you he wouldn't get a 9-figure contract. Idiot.
I know. I got to own up to that one. I was loud wrong on that.
My favorite kind of wrong. Are you guys filling out this bracket for 100 grand?
Nope. No, I'm not.
Join us!
I'm not even going to watch any of the games.
Why?
I don't care.
This should be a really good postseason, man. There's like really, really good teams, really deep teams, interesting people.
Am I a bad fan or White Sox supporter for rooting for the Guardians here?
No.
Because I like the style they play.
Hell no. I'm totally rooting for them.
Well, especially because the other options in the American League are, at least in terms of teams seated in front of them, are the Astros and the Yankees.
I'm no Yankee hater. I'm not one of those idiots who hates the Yankees just because. You know what I mean? Like, so Astros, yeah, that's a little more reasonable there to hate them. But Guardians, man, like, I know it won't actually raise the bar in the AL Central if the Guardians make a deep run. It won't. But I hope that their style of play is rewarded with them advancing deep into the postseason.
The American League is just so bad on paper. Like, the top four teams in the playoffs are, outside of the Astros, are all National League teams.
I think that is absolutely true. I think it's the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Braves, and the Astros are the four best teams in baseball. I do think that's true.
I'm with you on Mariners, though. I will watch for Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. Like, I'll have that on in the background.
My guy J.P. Crawford, like, they're fun. And they've got some veterans who are, like, super inspired by the moment. Like, Eugenio Suarez is just going to hit a bunch of bombs.
I hate him with his stupid earring. And remember when he had his hair dyed two different colors right down the middle?
I do remember that.
He's an idiot.
He's got big poofy hair. He's got, like, Oscar Gamble hair now.
I hated what the Mariners did, not calling up Julio, like, when they could have or should have, but everything they've done after that is kind of how I wish the White Sox would have handled their business. They've spent money, they got the best free agent pitcher available, and then they traded for the best pitcher at the deadline.
Correct.
And then locked him up after.
Correct.
Which is what, remember, I made the Freddie Garcia comp at the time, like when the White Sox traded for him in 2004, you know, so the way they've handled their business, you know, they've done a lot of wrong things over the years, but once their window opened up, they really handled things the right way. So I like them also.
I love them. I think they have that that glow, that moment here. And I just think the Mets, man, if they end up getting by the Dodgers, they'll be all reset. And then DeGrom and Scherzer. I have this feeling that Scherzer's going to step up and do like some crazy, like all time Hall of Fame carry. A team stuff in the NLCS. Yes. Oh,
okay. Well, so I'm trying to look it up here for you on the fly.
Yeah.
So you have Seattle to beat the Mets, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that you can bet exact matchups on all these sites now.
I did not know that.
Okay. So if you want to just bet, so if I
bet that Seattle and the Mets will be the World Series matchup.
Okay, well, so I can probably find you what it is to be the exact matchup, but if you want to go one step further and say that Seattle Mets is the matchup, and Seattle will beat the Mets.
Yeah.
150-1 interest you?
Really?
Yeah, man. You're taking a very, very long shot approach to this. So maybe you don't get your 100 grand because you make a mistake somewhere else in like Guardians Rays or something like that.
Right.
But
if I'm feeling this matchup.
Put $10 on Seattle Mets and win $1,500.
I did not know that was even possible.
I got you.
Yeah, you do.
I got you.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
That's why we do the gaming cast together.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I just throw stuff out there in the air.
And I try to monetize the crazy ideas.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, at the All-Star break, I bet Seattle to win the whole thing just because I loved the way they looked. And that's when I got them at 40-1.
Yeah.
My friend bet the in-season over for the Mariners at the All-Star break, which is another way to try and monetize what I was feeling at the time, right?
Yeah, right.
It's like you look at a team midway through. You can do that anywhere along the way, right? You can bet.
Oh, yeah. The futures odds update daily.
In the NFL?
Yeah, of course.
So like, Bears win total was 6.5. Right.
And then it was bet down to 5.5. And right now it's I think it's still 5.5, honestly.
Gotcha. That's so
even though they started 2-2. But I can.
What's the Bears' moral victory?
It's 6.5, just heavy juice on the under.
Okay.
So
what's the Bears' moral victory totals? Is it still 11.5?
That was
a terrible line.
That was a really terrible. We were so stupid. We this idea of moral victories. We quantified it. We know it was going to be a tough season, but hey, they can still make some progress.
Yeah.
And we had optimism on the moral victory side of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were wrong.
That was really dumb.
So, Danny, I've got the Mariners over the Mets in 6, and then I had to pick how many home runs are going to be in the entire postseason and how many runs.
There's
got to
be tiebreakers.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah. The tiebreakers. But what you're talking about and just kind of betting the matchup would be fun along the way. So. It's going to be great, man. Four wild card games tomorrow. I saw somebody complaining on the text line about some of these wild card games being like while people are working. Okay.
Well, that happens every year.
It does happen every year. Daytime playoff baseball is a healthy thing for the sport, in my opinion. At least sometimes. So people can, you know, so some people can see it.
We disagreed on this last year.
And we disagree again?
Yeah. I personally, because baseball is a... To me, what you're talking about is they're like, oh, it's national TV. Every game should be in its own window so everybody can watch it. But that's not how people consume baseball. You know who's going to watch Mets and Padres? Mets fans and Padres fans. But if you put Mets Padres and on in the middle of the day, and that's not probably one that they would put on, right? Like Guardians Rays. Cleveland fans, Tampa fans want to watch. You put it on in the middle of the day, fewer Guardians fans, fewer Rays fans can watch. Young people can't watch. They're in school. Put Guardians Rays on and Cardinals Phillies on at the same time. Who cares? If one game's a blowout and you want to watch, you could change back and forth. You could have multiple screens. I don't feel like every team in every game needs its own national window. Put your games on in prime time. I know your networks don't like it because you would be cannibalizing against each other with a small segment of the audience that wants to watch every game, but baseball's just not consumed that way. So I think if you're a kid and you fell in love with, you know, this Blue Jays team, and then the game's on at 2:00 in the afternoon, that sucks. So I would personally say put the games on against each other and put them all in prime time.
I get you.
Personally.
You got three games that sort of overlap, 2 hours between starts tomorrow for Rays Guardians, then Phillies Cardinals, then Mariners Blue Jays, Padres Mets unopposed at night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Darvish and Scherzer.
That's a pretty good matchup.
I know!
Dave Wannstedt is here. What do you do when you can't stop the run and the only cornerback that you have who can take a receiver out of the game is out of it? Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson at home against the bad Bears rush defense that likely is without Jalen Johnson. What the hell do you do? We ask him next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.